Hello.
Hi, is this Karen?
It is.
Hey, Karen, it's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good. How are you today, Ruben?
Good, good. I got an update from my funding department. They had a few questions for you. So on your Secretary of State, there's a lot of other people listed, and they need to know their involvement with the business. There's an Irma Shabazz and a Yahya Eanes. Who are those people?
They're not on the Secretary of State.
Correct.
No, they're under another company, aren't they?
I can check. Give me a second.
If that's the, they may be listed as the secretary of the company or something like that. Yeah, you sure they're not totally under me? Yaya, is he on another business with me?
I don't know. These are just notes my finding department is giving me, so give me one second. This is Compass
and
Community Service. This is Company Community Service, correct?
Mm-hmm.
What is the exact state you're in?
Georgia.
That's what I thought.
I don't think I listed them on there unless they're the secretaries or the something like that.
Irma Shabazz is listed as the secretary, and Yahya Eanes is listed as the CFO.
Chief Financial Officer. Right.
Yeah. So,
but they don't have anything.
Here's the options. I don't want you to push it. So basically, my underwriting department, if someone's listed on Secretary of State, they usually want them, especially for a new business. The reason behind that is, oftentimes what will happen is someone wants to apply with quote-unquote the best credit, and there's bad credit being kind of quote-unquote hidden. I'm not saying you're doing that. We have a few options. I can get their information and add it to the file. If you don't want me to add it to the file, I need some type of documentation showing the ownership breakdown. Because it shows that they're an officer, and that usually means involved in the business. So I don't want to push you here. It's not my point to care. It's my point to get your deal done. So if I don't include them, I just need to show some type of ownership to kind of fight the underwriter on it. Does that make sense?
What could I give you?
And this is a corporation, not an LLC. Is that correct?
Yes.
You can get me an operating agreement, shareholder breakdown, anything that would show who owns what shares. If there's any type of paperwork that would show that you're actually the 90% owner, then I can use that.
Oh, God, that's not... Because this is my company, unless I take them off the Secretary of State, I can do that. Give you a letter from them, a statement, but...
No, how are you determining your shares?
I'm a total owner of the business, there are no other shares going out.
But you would have to list for a corporation the shares, how the shares are broken down. Because I understand you own 90 and someone else owned 10, so I'd have to prove that.
I'm trying to see... Hold on, let me see. I don't know how I would have to call and see how I can prove it.
Okay.
But you just need it in writing.
I'm sorry?
You need everything in writing. That
I need to,
I
or to include them, correct.
When you say you can include them because their credit is worse than mine, and it's like, oh my God, this is like pulling teeth right now.
I don't want you to feel like I'm pulling teeth. They're listed.
No. I know that. No, wait a minute. I mean, I appreciate you helping me. So
yeah,
I know that you've gone through great lengths, and that's fine. But I really, let me see what I need to get to you to prove that I own it 90% and 10% to somebody else so that they'll understand that there is nothing else, that nobody else is owning. And
What is wrong with their credit?
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
Okay, a lot of stuff.
Yeah. It's like I don't know how I let my scores drop, and I do. I don't know what I do.
You're saying their credit has a lot of issues. Is that correct?
Yeah, I thought mine's did. Mine has a lot of inquiries that has...
No, their credit, the other two people.
Yeah, I don't know. Their credit is not good. I don't think it's worth fooling.
Okay. Is it shot? Are they, like, not paying on a lot of bills, or does it just not have a lot of history?
I think it is shot.
Okay.
I don't want to say shot, but I think that it's shot, and I think that they're paying on their bills, but I think that there are some other... outstanding deals out there before before my husband started building his credit that was due. So I think that those are going to be the concerns and the issues.
Right. Here's what I would suggest. There's another program I have that I can submit your file for. I'm more than happy to do it. Your vendor would have to fill out some basic paperwork, but I'm more than happy to do it. And I can submit it just with one's owner being one of the other people you provided. And that other person is, and there was someone that had pretty good credit. What was her name?
Daisy Shabazz.
Daisy. But she's not listed on the Secretary of State. So if she's going to be presented as a co-signer, we do have a program where she's not an owner, she's a co-signer, but I would need to know what is her relation to one of the owners. What's her relationship?
Sister-in-law,
okay. And is she employed currently?
She is,
okay. And is she keeping that job, or is she switching over to this company?
She's going to keep her job and work with me part-time.
Okay, so let me do this. Let me do some research on the file, follow up, mm-hmm. and then if there's anything happening, I will let you know, okay?
Okay, and otherwise get you that letter. What would the underwriter, what is she looking like seeing, though? Is it horrible? Or
no, she won't process the file without verification of ownership.
Okay, got it. So I just need to get ownership proven. Okay.
Cool.
All right, let me see, and I can do that tomorrow. I just can't today because I'm here.
Oh, that's okay.
Now. Okay, so all is not totally lost. Let's keep
going.
No,
we'll find a solution.
Okay, and I so appreciate you working with me. Thank you.
Yeah, not a problem. I'm here to help.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.